Tropicana Las Vegas demolition to be accompanied by fireworks. The historic Tropicana Las Vegas is set to be demolished on October 9, 2024, marking the end of an era for the iconic venue. The demolition will clear the way for a new stadium for the Oakland Athletics, along with plans by Bally's Corporation to develop a modern entertainment resort on the site. A grand farewell with fireworks and drones. The demolition of the Tropicana Las Vegas, which has been a fixture on the LV Strip since 1957, will be a spectacular event. The send-off will include a fireworks show by Grucci and over 500 drones lighting up the sky. While safety worries will prevent people from watching in person, the entire event will be streamed online by the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority and Bally Live. Soo Kim, chairman of Bally's Corporation, wrote about the Tropicana's legacy in a recent press release and its role bringing large-scale shows to the Las Vegas Strip. Quote, "It's fitting that this iconic site now represents the future of Las Vegas as we look forward to welcoming Major League Baseball, the Athletics, and an exciting new entertainment complex. This moment in Las Vegas history represents more than just the next chapter, it's the evolution of the Strip, where legend meets innovation to create something truly unforgettable." Soo Kim, Bally Corporation Chair. The exciting future for Vegas entertainment. When the Tropicana opened, it set a new standard with its South Beach-inspired design, attracting celebrities and raising the bar for luxury land-based casinos in Las Vegas. Over its history, the Hotel Casino became a symbol of Las Vegas entertainment and gambling industry, and its demolition will signal yet another transformation for the Strip, as Bally's Corporation plans to build a state-of-the-art entertainment resort on the 10-acre site. Controlled Demolition, Inc., CDI, a company with extensive experience in Clark County, will oversee the implosion. The process involves 490 pounds of explosives to take down the steel-structured Paradise Tower, while the concrete club tower will require 1,700 pounds of explosives. The demolition sequence is expected to last approximately 22 seconds, bringing both towers down in a dramatic display. John Fisher, owner of the Oakland Athletics, called the demolition a significant step towards bringing Major League Baseball to Las Vegas. Plans for the $1.5 billion, 30,000-seat stadium are in motion, with the goal of having it ready for the 2028 season.